Hi there. Now, this is the colour energy clearing process that I created with the help of my team. But I wanted to talk a little bit about it first, because this process really can be used on its own, or it can be used with every single one of the processes and in our daily life. So when we see colour during energy processes, it shows us that we're connecting to an emotion. And so if we're working with clients or we're working with ourselves, we, with this chart, you have a chart with this as well. So not only the recording, but you also have the chart within the manual or within the book. And so you'll be able to maybe carry that around with you or have it in front of you if you're just about to do a session. And when we know the emotion, we're able to really connect with that. And sometimes it's really hard for us to know an emotion. So we might think that there's something stopping us in our life, but when we can use colour, it kind of takes us away from thinking about the situation. It allows us to access the emotion without really getting involved with it. So for example, if you're feeling stuck with something and you just ask to be shown, so you do the Earth Star, Soul Star meditation, and then you would ask for within your field, where is that blockage? Where is that interruption in light? And then you can ask to be shown a colour. And when you have that colour, then what you can do is acknowledge it, feel what it feels like, and then just imagine beautiful sparkling light coming in and just releasing that old part of energy that no longer serves you. So the way that you can do that is you can imagine that from the crown of your head, so you've got your stars already there, you've got your soul star and your earth star already there, and you're sitting in a beam of light. So just imagine that from the universe, from that soul star, that beautiful pink and gold sparkling light is coming down all the way through you. And wherever you saw that colour, wherever it was in your body, it might be in your feet, it could be in your stomach, it could be in your head, it could be in your heart, your chest, anywhere. Sometimes it can be outside of you as well, so in your field of existence. So it can be in the auric field. So wherever you see it, just ask for that beautiful sparkling light to just transmute it into unconditional love. So essentially, an interruption in the light field is an absence of love, so an absence of self-love. So what I want to do is just talk to you about some of the colours. So recently, some new colours have been coming in. So when we bring in platinum light or pink and gold sparkling light, we know that that is coming from a very much higher place than we used to use. We used to use gold, and gold is absolutely perfect. But now the guides are bringing in almost a much higher, finer vibration. So as you know, I work with the galactics, and many of the colours that come in are a combination of platinum or gold, but with a colour with it, okay? So for example, if you're feeling, I'm going to give you some examples here. So one of the things that comes up mostly is black. Now, often people don't really want to see black, but I celebrate black, because when you can see black within your energy field, well, we know that it's old energy. We know that it's probably past life. It could be conception. It could be birth. It could be anything at all. But we know it's very, very old. So, of course, when you have black, then you know that you're really shifting something very, very deep and very old. And sometimes what the guides are giving me as I'm recording this is also, this can go really deep within your field. So you may see this in your stomach, in your solar plexus, and you may see it in the core of you, they tell me. Okay, so another one is turquoise. Quite often when we see this turquoise colour, it means that we have this feeling that we want to save everybody, you know, and you need to know that it's never, ever your job to heal anyone or save anyone. You are the channel. And so we've had many lifetimes, and one of them that comes up when we see this turquoise colour is the lifetime in Atlantis that we all spent. And so many of us will remember some of that, sometimes in dreams and sometimes in meditation. But in this case, if you see turquoise, especially if it's in the chest or the heart area, it usually means that there is a need to heal the world or to save everyone. Okay. One of the other ones I'm feeling drawn to talk to you about is dark blue. And dark blue comes in quite often when it's we've picked up something along the way. So it's our mother's way of communicating, our father's way of communicating. And quite often that can be epigenetic, meaning we've brought it in with us from ancestors and tribes, and also past life as well. But it's mainly this life, and it's mainly to do with the human form. Okay. So if we have orange, quite often it means a feeling of disempowerment. So if we see orange, we can just blast it with beautiful platinum gold sparkling light, okay, as we can with all of these colours. So white is one, unless it's light, if it's a dense colour, if it's dense white, we know that it's fear. And so when that gets mixed with another colour, for example, light blue, we know it's the fear of not being heard, or the fear of not being listened to, or the fear of not being able to speak from our heart. Okay. So purple is really healing grief and allowing you to step more fully onto your spiritual mission. Where else have we got? So grey, yes, I'm being guided to talk about grey. Now, grey is a really good one because grey represents the shock that we hold in our field. So there are many experiences that we have, and shock and trauma is what creates the perception of belief, which creates the interruption in the light field. So we really want to look at this grey, and we want to heal this grey, because this is shock that's held in our field, and shock that's held in our bones and our muscles as well. Okay, so I hope you found that really helpful, and please do use this process with the other processes throughout this course, Sparkle to Success, because it is invaluable. And some people even carry this chart around with them because they find it really helpful to kind of be able to see and get used to the different emotions and colours. So thanks very much, and I look forward to seeing you on the next process.